When you come to teams who are in form, have momentum with them, and you know, they've got a goal scorer. I think he's got 25 goals now. And, you know, we added to our own downfall in conceding the goals that we did. You know, three set pieces, and we pride ourselves on being a decent at defending set pieces. We don't get done that often. First one, you know, the smallest player on the pitch has come across us and scored. Then you get a worldy free kick bent in the top corner, and you can do nothing. We thought the free kick was a bit soft in the middle of the park. Bondi's adamant that it weren't even a foul, but listen, that happens. And then last 15 minutes, you know, they showed, you know, that they're a good side, and you know, right up until then we were in it and we were as good as them.
Yeah, I mean, good first half. I mean, no real onslaught from them in the first half, was there? And in the first 5 minutes, second half, you were the better side, and you had a crucial 4v3, which you didn't take. A minute later, the ball's in your net.
Yeah, the game, just Jimmy said, the game just looks like it's opening up a little bit. And but I felt comfortable with that. You know, we broke, I think, was it Rory played in Bondi? And just didn't have enough pace for him to get his shot in. He's decided to cross it. And they've literally almost broken and got a corner, and then we've conceded. The disappointing thing is, listen, is that it was to the smallest player on the pitch almost. But listen, that happens sometimes, and he's got 25 goals, and you've got to give him a lot of credit for that. But like I said to Bruce, just, you know, I'm proud of the group. That we've had so many things that have hindered us this year: numbers, training ground. I'm not making excuses, but just it's been a tough year. And I'm just pleased that after 40 games, hopefully, you know, we're not near that bottom two. We haven't been near that bottom two all season, and you know, I'm proud of just that achievement to start with.
He's made five changes today. Josh Yorworth came in and looked, did well, actually. I thought after all that time out of the team, and obviously, I guess you were sort of bringing back in the likes of Green Edwards and Lyle Delaverde and Matt Howard as well.
I didn't really see it as five changes. I saw it as two decisions to make, Josh Yorworth or John Ashton, and I went for Josh's legs, and I thought he did really well. It's a big pitch. They've got two lively forwards who are constantly running in behind, and I felt he dealt with him. But that most of the time, I thought he was good today. And the other decision was Rory rather than Shamir. Pretty much that was the only two decisions I felt I had to make. And I thought, like I said, we're talking now. We've been beaten by a good side, we know that, but we've proved it that they're a good side all season. But just disappointing that it was a 3-0 rather than a 1-0 or a 2-1, really.
You must be pleased, though. I mean, we've talked before about, you know, certainly the games you've got to come as well against teams with arguably more to play for. You must be encouraged that the players are still putting a shift. You know, they've not end of season mode already.
That's what I've always said about these group of players. You know, we get supporters moaning and about performances and stuff, and sometimes I can take that, but I don't think you can question their attitude and their effort. Just sometimes we haven't got enough quality, and I'd hold my hands up and definitely agree with that. But it was not for lack of trying, and they've given me everything again today. Just we haven't been good enough on dealing with a couple of decent balls in and set pieces and a wonder free kick.